good evening, everyone. Welcome around the world in the chat room or on the phone to Free Psychic Readings. How is everybody doing with Lennis and Miss Nina? I hope that your weekend was very good and your week is starting off on a good note. I sure hope so. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to receive the monthly newsletter and contest. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page. Sorry, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy the show. And we're coming to the close of the year, so remember 2019 was a year of magic, miracles, and achievements for all. Okay, now, Nina's not with us because you know what? Happy Thanksgiving in Canada. Today is their Thanksgiving, so they've enjoyed all weekend today and tomorrow. So Nina will be back with us next week. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving, Canada. Okay, birthdays. Happy birthday to Aaron Switzer. Happy birthday to I Am. Happy birthday to Michael Ray. Let me get yesterday. Michael Ray was yesterday, and also Christopher, my nephew, Trito. Happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday to Henry Keys. Happy birthday to Rodney Justice, Quentin Jackson, Ephraim, another nephew, Ephraim Miha. Happy birthday is coming up, and I hope you have a good time in Dallas, Texas. Happy birthday to Beverly Joe, and happy birthday to Genesis Hoffman. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful birthday this week and that you are blessed in all ways. Okay? All right. Well, and let's do our prayer. My highest good is now our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. And let me do one more prayer. Since you know the full moon started yesterday, right? Okay. Just so you know, the full moon was yesterday. The new moon will be the 27th, which is the last Sunday of this month. Okay, I'm going to do this prayer. Release all karmic density. Let's get rid of some of that junky junk stuff in our lives. We release all karmic density from fear and guilt, from energy and vibrations, from our timelines, dimensions, and multiverse, from our spiritual, mental, and physical being, from the past, the present, and the future, from finances, from the Earth, Moon, Sun, and Saturn, the planets, and also from family and friends and ancestors to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Okay. Well, with that, let me check the chat room, and if not, we will get started. Okay. The chat room is fine right now. Okay, so let's get started. So our first call of the day is area code 229. You are on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Ms. Nina. This is Melvin.
Lennis, hi, Melvin. How are you? Oh, I apologize. I was supposed to call you back. I went and ate dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You,
I like Lord. Dinner, forgetting.
Do you want me to wait after the show or just go and talk now? If you're busy, I can ask you what I want to ask you now.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been wheezing a lot. I went to the football game. And I was like, you know, in my car, and I couldn't hardly catch my doggone breath. I had to stop. And this has been going on for about 3 weeks. So I do go to my cardiologist tomorrow, but I do take a breathing treatment at home. And I don't know what's going on. It's like since my son moved here and then moved out, I'm having issues breathing. When I lay down, it's like I'm stuffed up, like I'm, you know, like I'm, like you have like a, well, I don't know. What do you think going on with my health?
Do you have any sage in your house? You know what sage
yes.
is. You burn that to get the,
yes.
okay. Do you have any sage?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to burn that when we get off the phone. And then step outside the house. But I want you to go through the whole place and then step outside for 5 minutes and then go back
uh-huh.
in, you know, and kind of crack your windows, let some of the smell, or either turn the fan on if you want, let some of the smell out. But, yeah, but go through
okay.
it to remove all negativity that might have been there that your son brought in or anybody else. Okay, that's
yeah.
the first thing to do. And then secondly, when you see your doctor tomorrow, please, please let him know that you're having problems breathing, even though you're on a breathing machine.
Yeah, I mean, because I take a breathing treatment. I just got that machine about a couple of weeks ago when I went to the VA, and I had to beg him to get it, but my doctor, but this is another doctor here in town. But what do you see? Something wrong? Is it with my lungs, or it says some negativity?
I think
my
it's with your heart.
Lip?
Your heart and your weight. That's what I'm getting. Your heart and your
heart
weight.
Heart and weight.
Weight.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I want you to let that doctor know tomorrow. It's very important to let him know what's
okay.
happening with you breathing. The sage is going to help you somewhat. It'll give you comfortability in your domain. That's fine. That's good. I want you to do that.
Right.
But also I want you to tell your doctor, because if that breathing machine isn't helping you, just to go to a game and watch a game and you get out of breath, you know, you're using
your breathing machine
and taking your heart medication.
Well, I don't take any heart medication. The only thing I'm taking is blood pressure medication and taking a water pill. But when I get out the car and I walk, and after a while, about maybe if I walk for about 5 minutes, I start wheezing and I start getting feel like I'm about to faint and getting short of breath. No pain in the chest.
Yeah, you're
none
not
of that
getting
stuff,
oxygen.
But when I,
that's from your heart. That's from your heart. You're not getting enough oxygen in. Now, you may end up having to carry around one of those little small oxygen machines. You know, they're really nice now. My best friend was on oxygen for years, but now they're real nice. They got the little portable one. You can just put like a woman's purse across your shoulder and keep on going, you know.
Really?
But, yeah,
man,
but you'll have the thing around your head, you know, to put through your nose, for you to breathe. But I know that helped her tremendously. It really did. That oxygen, she wouldn't go anywhere without it, because with the oxygen, we could go shopping and do anything, you know, we normally do, as long as it wasn't excessive. Yeah. She had a respiratory disease, which eventually took her out because she passed quite a few years ago. But when she had that, she could do, like you're doing, that's why I'm saying it's your heart. Part of it is your heart, and I know the weight will have an effect too, but they're not giving you any heart medication?
No, ma'am, because he wanted to make sure my blood pressure is okay. I see them tomorrow, so you don't see me with no machine walking around, do I? Because I want to be able to coach again. If I get this weight off me, you see me getting better? Could you call me after the show?
Yeah,
I'm nervous.
In time I do, but the bottom line is that, you know, you need to talk to them about your heart and your breathing. Because you may end up having to be on an oxygen machine. If you're that hard even getting out the car, they may put you on an oxygen machine. But like I said, they got the little portable ones now. It's like a woman's purse, and you go on about your business. So ask him, because you're already on a breathing machine, so that's maybe not enough. Your heart is not pumping. It's not getting that oxygen and nitrogen and all that up so you can breathe. So that's what I'm picking up, and it's really strong. So that's why I'm saying please talk to him about, you know, your heart tomorrow and your breathing. It's important.
Yeah, because when I sit down, once I get to where I'm at, I sit down and I'm fine. And I can stand up and holler and yell and all that stuff. And I'm fine at a football game. So, and I'm not short of breath. But I have gained weight. I have gained a lot of weight. I've gained about 70 pounds. And that may be, if I lose that, you see me okay?
Oh, that'll be
or
a big help. Oh, trust me, if you lose the weight, that'll be a big help. Yeah.
I wouldn't have to be on an oxygen machine?
You may not have to. If you lose the weight that you gained, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what the doctor told me because, see, I have something you call atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, and it's my heart like jitter, it jump, it beat fast, and then sometimes it'll beat slow. So what he wanted to do is shock it in, where it can beat normal. And that may be why.
Right.
Yeah, that may be why I'm not getting the proper oxygen to my brain and through my lungs. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I didn't
want
to go into debt, you know. I didn't want to ask you all these personal questions online about me. But I have some concerns about it. But I have cut back on my eating, and I do get out and walk. But I just have this issue. But I do burn this stage in my house. I ordered me some. And I actually burnt some yesterday. I didn't burn any today.
Okay, well,
but
did you go
through
everything?
But I noticed when I do burn it.
Yeah.
Do I burn it every day?
You don't have to burn it every day, but just make sure you go through. When I say go through your house, Melvin, I mean go through the closets, the bathroom, the washroom, all that. Go through the whole. When you come back to that front door, it's saturated throughout the apartment. And then, like I say, you know, go outside because you don't want to just stand here and yell that. Go outside for about 5 minutes or so and then come on back in the house. But, that will give you comfortability there. But want you to talk to the doctor. Huh? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did he leave something here on purpose for this to create?
No, I'm not picking up anything like that.
Well, I just want to ask you, did my daughter get arrested? And is they out yet? Because that's what I heard, that they got arrested and was in jail. And I think they're supposed to have got out today. Antoine and Sharika.
Sharika, yes. Antoine, no. But I'm getting a headache. I don't know. Was he went in, but they released him right away? Her, I think they kept overnight. Yeah, but I think they released him right away because I'm getting a little bit of a headache. Like it wasn't meant for him to go. So they turned around and let him go. Yeah, but they kept her overnight.
What did they do?
It looks like robbery.
Wow.
Or scamming.
So,
robbery or scamming somebody. Yeah.
So is they going to have to do some time behind it?
I don't know. That depends on the attorney they get and the judge they go before. Do they have history of being in trouble already? Do they have a pattern? Because all that plays into it when you get in trouble again because they bring that back up if it hasn't been resolved.
Unless they have a pattern, I don't know. But I do know it started. That's why I put him out here. And actually, both of them stay together. So now, I don't know if they lost their job. Did they lose their job, their regular jobs?
I don't know. That's more questions.
That's why I asked you.
Yeah.
Did you call me later?
Okay, you want a reading, but Melvin, that's my job. That's what I do for a living. I don't mind sometime helping you, but well, then you'd have to go through the website and pay for the reading.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I don't mind helping you, but this is my job. This is what I do for a living.
I know.
My money
I know that.
To survive. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yeah. Yeah. I'll call.
I understand you want help and you want got questions to be answered, and I appreciate that, and I understand. You know, I do. But that's the only thing. It's just
Okay, I'm sorry, but no, I would.
No,
pay for
you don't have to apologize. That's just my livelihood. That's
yeah,
how
but
I
basically,
survive.
Yeah, okay. But basically, if I get this weight off of me, some of my health will get better.
Yes, it will. Yes,
basically.
Sir. It sure will. It sure will.
Okay.
And you may not have to be on oxygen once you lose weight, because when you lose weight, everything else starts to get better too, right?
Yeah.
That gets better
exactly.
as well. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get this weight off me because I don't.
But do let me know.
Yet.
I do want to know what the doctor tells you. So you talk to them tomorrow.
But what's your website? Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, the
what,
essence
what's your
of
website
success.
Where I can call for reading.
For reading, the essence of success. .net. The essence of success. .net.
Okay, I got you.
And just go to the reading page and
you.
Scroll down. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you'll be able to do one tonight or what?
Schedule it for tomorrow because I'm doing something after the show. So schedule it for tomorrow, and it'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're
yes,
most
ma'am.
Welcome, sir.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right. I'll talk
you
to you
too.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. All right,
bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Free Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we do have lines open at this time, so you are welcome to call in, okay? And we've got 229 back, so let's go back. All right, this is your second call. Go ahead, Melvin.
I was just wanting to mention it, but if
no,
you
didn't. You called in, and you're the first one up. So you know, if you got another question, we can answer that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see me still getting my Social Security back paycheck? On the first of next month.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You're going to get more money at the first of the year. I think you're going to get maybe $200 or $300 on this check, but you're going to get more money. I mean, you know, with the check, another $200 or $300. But I see at the beginning of the year you're getting more money. So something transpires between November and December because at the beginning of the year, then they're giving you more money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I see that in January where your check is more.
Okay. What about my back pay check? When I receive that back pay, I should get a lump sum in that.
Well, I'm wondering, because they're going to give you some extra money on this check that's coming in November, but you have more money coming in January, so how much of that is a back pay? Right now I'm not seeing it. But you are going to get more money in January on your check.
But no back pay check? No back pay?
Well, it might be the back pay. Maybe that's what's coming in January. It's like what they didn't put in for the end of the year because of budget, maybe whatever the physical budget is. Okay, so at the end of the year, it's done, and starting January, then they'll give you more money. So in January, that's a possibility. I'm seeing now you might get a big check. You might get a check for $10,000. You know,
now
along with your regular check. Not saying now you're going to get $10,000 with your check. Your regular check will be $10,000 or something. No. But the back pay will come, and then, you know, you will get an improvement in your regular check. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll still give you a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Things are changing.
Things are changing. So we'll see. You know, next month is, and right now the military, and I know you were in the military too, the military guys are really up in arms with Trump right now. So I'm curious to see what's going to develop, because I know one big thing is that the military guys are not getting the medical service they need, whether mentally or physically, you know, or
yeah.
they're being drawn out. So I understand. I really do understand that. That's why I'm saying I don't know. November you'll get a little bit, but January, yeah, it will be more. But we don't know. You know, November next month is election month, and that's a prelim for, you know, next year will be the presidential one and the governor's. But, yeah,
okay.
So we don't know. We'll see. But I'm hoping that he doesn't do any more to the military. Huh?
Yeah, move his department. I gotta get out of here. It's like a box. It's too much negativity.
You gotta get out of there? Oh, you mean where you're living at right now?
Yes, ma'am. I wanna move.
Oh,
it's too much negativity.
Yeah. That'll come. I see you moving in April. Not till maybe April of next year, March or April. They said April. Okay. The angel said April of next year. So by then everything will be situated anyway. You know, what you're doing as far as the money you're receiving in your health. So,
yeah. My brother, he was on one of the oxygen machines, and now he's off of it, but he was on one at home. He's real bad off sick. But that's a totally different other story. I know why he was sick, and I don't want to bring that up on the air. But I don't do other things, so I just I don't know what else to ask. I mean, I don't want somebody else maybe waiting for a call.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to get back to your life. You know, losing the weight and also your breathing, which I believe is your heart. So that's what I'm feeling. So I think if they get those things balanced out where they're okay and you're losing weight, then yeah, you should be able to go back next year to your normal life, the way you want to live.
Yeah. Is it the medication that causes me to breathe like this? Shortness of breath? Because some medication does that. And I know I was on a new blood pressure medication, two of them. And since I've been on those, I got to let the doctor know this been, you know, it's been, I've been my breathing.
Well, that's why I'm saying to let him, yes, that's why I'm saying, Melvin, to please let him know that.
Yeah.
Don't just, you know, sugarcoat. Don't sugarcoat. You like me, I shoot from the hip. You just tell him right straight up, look here, doc.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not enjoying my life, the comfortability of my life, because I can't breathe, I walk, and I'm out of breath, and, you know, so we need to work on this and get this together. Something ain't right. And, you know, you can tell them also when you take medications, look at the side effects, Melvin. I just told a client that the other day to look at the side effects because her son was on some medication. And she said, oh, you did tell me that, Ms. Lennis. And I said, I told you, check out the side effects. Just because medicine can be good for you, the side effects could bother you, right? And then again, it may not. You may not have any problem at all that it works fine for you. But I always tell people, look at the side effects. So anything start acting funny, you can like, you know what, doc, this ain't working for me. You're going to have to give me something else. Yeah.
Yeah, and because I've been on disability and I've been out of work for a long time for about a year now in 2018, and I have nothing to do every day. Well, I gotta find something to do if I can stay busy. I think that my biggest problem is being more proactive, active, and walking or doing something. during the daytime.
Right.
And sleep well at night because I'm sweaty and I'm, you know, in my heart, you know. But I think the heart situation has just something totally do with the heart situation, not with the other ailments that I'm picking up. Well, I know if I get this weight off of me, because the reason what I'm saying is because I've been had the atrial fibrillation. I just found out, but I've been having an irregular heartbeat ever since I was a child. And I went in the military with. So, and been coaching with. But I think it's the weight. I've gained 95 pounds within the last year.
Now, let me tell you this, and then I'm going to hang up. Are you eating healthy foods like vegetables and fruits and staying away from pork and steak and stuff like that, where it takes a long time to go through your digestive system?
Yes, ma'am. I don't eat nothing fried. I don't eat pork. I don't eat
Do you like fish?
Do
you like fish?
Yes. Yes.
You don't?
Yes,
or you do,
I like
or
fish.
You don't. Okay, because fish is high protein. That's really good for you. And I'll tell you something else. I mean, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to tell you. A little glass of red wine is okay. You know, a small glass, if you like wine, just a small glass, maybe after dinner. That will help your blood as well. But a small one, not drink it like, you know, you and the boys are together, let's down this fifth. No. Just a little bit, like a little small couple of shots. That's enough. Leave it alone. Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would be straight now financially if my health improved as well. You see that 30 years from now? You see me straight now?
30 years from now?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't look that far out, but you might need to ask Nina some of them questions. And she'll be here next week. It's Thanksgiving up there today, tomorrow, or the whole weekend until Tuesday. So, but anyway, yeah, you might need to ask Nina because, you know, Nina can get in that health thing. She's good. You know that. She's really good into the health thing. Yeah.
Just the breathing treatment, and I feel well. I feel good.
Yeah. Welcome Purple Pill. There's a guy in the chat room, and he's talking too about the GMOs in our food here in the United States, and it's true. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
So.
All right. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good night, and thanks for calling. Love ya. Okay. All right. Welcome, Purple Pill, to the show. It's always a treat to see you. What did you ask? What is wine? Wine is relaxing a little bit. I mean, I'm not a drinker, so a little bit can go a long ways. All right. Well, we're back now. The lines are open. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Call in. We are good to go. I've got answers for your questions to the best of my ability. Okay. Other than that, that's about it. I was trying to see was there any paper, anything to talk about, but everything is on my blog news, and that's not going to be until Thursday. So I'm going to tell you guys, don't forget, Wednesday, tomorrow night, we'll be back at 6 o'clock, of course, for psychic readings. Wednesday at 6 p.m. is Paranormal Wednesday, and I want you guys to call in with your stories. You know, living in a haunted house, or you saw something, maybe you saw a UFO, or maybe just something in your neighborhood didn't look right, it was creepy. But anyway, call in and let's share. It's the month of October, Halloween month. So that's what on Wednesday, Paranormal Wednesday, throughout every Wednesday throughout this month, we'll be doing stuff like that. Then on Thursday is In the Studio. That's your news, sports, and entertainment. So normally on Wednesday, but for the month of October, I'm doing it on Thursday. And, of course, Friday is Friday Traffic Jam. So on Friday, and all these shows, excuse me, God, I got the hiccups. All these shows are at 6 p.m., so no problem, okay? No worry about time change. They're all at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, Pacific time, or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Yeah. Something else I was going to say, and I just forgot. Oh, well. Oh, Friday Traffic Jam. So throughout the month of October, Halloween, Friday Traffic Jam is Halloween music every Friday, okay? You're welcome to tape the show if you want for your parties or whatever that you're doing on Halloween night. But every Friday, and then, of course, Halloween night, I'll probably do a couple hours of Halloween music. But anyway, every Friday will be Halloween music from 6 to 7. Okay. Now, I want to give you some affirmations right quick for you guys to think about to do in the morning when you get up, okay? If you miss them, come back into the show and pick it up so you can hear. But anyway, these are morning affirmations that I think will help you when you get up in the morning before you leave to go to work. I am feeling healthy and strong today. Tell yourself that. I am feeling healthy and strong today. I have all that I need to make this a great day of my life. I have all the information I need to solve any challenges that come up today. I have the knowledge to make smart decisions for myself today. I make the right choices all day using my inner wisdom. I am happy and content with my life. Again, I am happy and content with my life. I am patient and calm and greet the day with ease. I am filled with gratitude for another day on this earth. Okay, so those are your morning affirmations. If you didn't remember them, I hope you say them again. You know, go back in and listen. So, okay, and I'm in Purple Pill. Oh, okay. That's okay, Purple Pill. I'm not discussing that on this psychic show. But anyway, it's good information that you're sharing, and I thank you for that. Okay, well, there's no other callers calling in, so I might call the show, as Miss Nina would say, two-minute warning. I just love her for that. Two-minute warning. So there's really nothing else that I can think of to talk about, so I think your 2 minutes has turned into 1 minute. And don't forget to go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, get your daily blog news, your readings, the radio shows for the week, they're archived there. Prayers are also there. And you can see me on the YouTube live, okay, either as Lennox Boyd or Saturday Night Psychic. Okay, so check it out. And that's about it that I have for tonight. Other than that, I will see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for Tuesday Night Psychic Readings. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Purple Pill, for joining me on the show in the chat room. I appreciate that. Have a good evening, sir, and God bless.
Your kiss is giving every indication. If it's hard.